Are you there? I
Okay.
see
Yep,
recording.
we're here. We're connecting. It's
Perfect.
yeah.
Yeah, you said we are. All
Okay.
right. Are you with me? You with
I am here.
me? Boom, magic. Okay, now I'm in the computer so we can hang up our cell phones, I think, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I'm in. You have me. Sounds wonderful too.
Cool.
Right.
Okay, so today, everybody, we have Rick Mora as our guest. Rick, tell us about what you've been up to as of late. Projects you got going.
Oh, I'm just trying to just stay awake and healthy these days in this very tense climate we have going on in our world. Thank you very much for having me on your program. It's always an honor to have be blessed with the opportunity to conversate with people that I work with. So number one, thank you for having me. And number two, where do I start? I kind of have a huge platform going on, but I know definitely that we can start with Lone Crow. I'm definitely very honored to be chosen for her book cover. I know it's always I always I'm honored when people are moved by my images and they are part of a story that they try to tell. So I definitely want to say a big shout out. Thank you so much for making me a part of this project.
Yeah, we were really tickled to have you come and be part of the tribe, and it's an honor for us also. It really is. Elizabeth Ann Porter's books are some of the best out there, I think, and I think that you will enjoy it when you get to read it too.
Oh, definitely. I did post it this morning on my platform, letting everybody know that we have a book arriving on July 1st. And I gave a little brief breakdown of the story and all the contact information. So everyone out there that's listening, they can definitely check the links on my Facebook and on my Instagram to Elizabeth's beautiful work, to purchase the work.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's cool. Where was the photo taken at?
It's interesting. This photo was taken. It was inspired by a different movie project that I was working on at the time, and like Hollywood is a constant revolving door, so many projects come in, and so many projects get so close to being made, and then something. All it takes is one little hole in the program, and everything just falls through it. And so this was a photo shoot that was for another project that never saw the light of day. But I had been adamant in the
Oh.
later part of my work that I always managed the images that that are taken of me, because it basically became a part of my life. You know, the sharing of my images. So I managed to keep the rights to the images, and I have not many have accessed it. So another wonderful thing for Elizabeth is that she is utilizing a photo that has not been used on a book cover.
That's nice.
Yes,
Yeah,
yes.
that's wonderful. Yeah. What made you decide to want to do cover?
Your cover, or just in general, just the whole business of
Her cover.
her
Our
cover?
cover. Yeah, her
Oh,
cover.
okay. Well, all it took was a request, and I made sure that the content wasn't, disturbing or inappropriate. But other than that, I was just very honored to be asked to participate.
Cool.
Definitely.
What brought you to the line of work that you do? What got you started in doing all of that?
Oh, I started when I was 22. I made a commitment to my mother that I wouldn't jump into this business until I graduated college. So I went to Cal State Northridge in California, and I got my degree in communication. And then I had a best friend in high school that went to that Barbizon thing on TV, which everybody knows now what they are, those grooming modeling companies that.
Oh,
That
uh-huh,
started
yeah.
back in the day, John Robert Powell, Barbizon. Well, my buddy went to that program, and obviously, they took his money, and he didn't get anything out of it. But he learned the business, And he eventually got into the legitimate side of it and said I should come and meet his agent. He just, I was dropping him off regularly at the airport to go on these 3 month trips to Japan where he was modeling. And so I met his agent, and at the time I became the only Native American model in the world at and on a fashion level. So it was a it was a very interesting run, because as much as the business wasn't really ready for culture at the time, now the business is flourishing with, you know, with faces from all over the world. I mean, it's completely changed. But when I started, I was the only one. So it made my opportunity beautiful. And I got to do a lot of beautiful things. I got to travel the world. I got to do all these, you know, and it was all from my buddy taking me in to meet his manager. And his manager said, hey, I can't guarantee you anything, but if you give it a chance, give it a try, well, you know, let's see what we can, what come out of it. And 20 something years later, I'm still in the business. I'm still doing it. I'm not doing the runways or anything anymore, but I'm, you know, I'm still managing and marketing my brand, my image, and honoring my people.
Right. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. And I was just going to say, yeah, that's really got to be something to be able to not only have such a great career, but also be able to honor your heritage in doing it.
No, and it's so important these days. It's almost critically important. Like I said, there's a very sensitive growth process in our society right now, and a lot of it has to do with culture, and culturally specific. You know, it's interesting that we have a lot of consciousness being you know, brought up these days. Native Americans have always gone through histories. I mean, we're a part of history's creation of, you know, motivation, European exploration. And it always has managed to get kind of swept underneath the carpet, you know, maybe because Native Americans don't live in urban areas, maybe because, I don't know, we're a passive culture. But I think a lot of the things that are happening today, we know, we understand, we've seen it, we felt it, we've lived it, you know, we've survived the Trail of Tears, we've survived Andrew Jackson's relocation, we know. So it's very interesting.
Right.
It's very interesting to see history replay itself right now, and everybody, I think, you know, because we're such a privileged culture, the society of America, that people take for granted, you know, the sacrifices that were made to establish that comfort. And so this is what everybody's experiencing this right now. Wow, I didn't know that it's inappropriate to use, you know, Aunt Jemima on a syrup bottle or a Native American woman on a Land O'Lakes butter package. You know, it's just interesting. It's ironic how far coming to term, you know, that people are understanding now the motivations. And like I said, I didn't have a problem. Right. I didn't have a problem with the Land O'Lakes Native American woman on the butter. It wasn't offensive, but you can't have it a little bit without acknowledging the bigger picture, you know, and what the motivation, right. Was it exploitation? Was it profit? Was it, you know, what was the motivation behind it? And I've actually come to find out there's a lot of beautiful stories behind all of these brands. They aren't so racially motivated as they're being represented today, in a sense, you know.
Something's getting blown out of
the Land O'Lakes Native American,
out of the realm that they really are.
Woman had a lovely story about how she was chosen. The Land O'Lakes butter girl has a beautiful story on how she was chosen, you know, to be, you know, on the butter.
Yeah.
And truly, Aunt Jemima was one of the first African-American millionaires because of her ability to market that brand personally. She would do all the world fairs. She would go.
Right.
I mean, so,
I see that.
It's like so much real truths are coming out of, you know, people's awareness. It's interesting. It's interesting to see how it's working. But on that note, taking it back to what you had said, I still find it very, I'm very honored to be a face of my people and to represent my culture worldwide. I am the face. Right. I am one of, but I can honestly say in a very confident way, I am one of the faces of Native America. Like when you just type in to Google Native American man, I am number one with no name, you know, or one or three or five or one through 20. I mean, I am that guy that's just a Native American man. So I take that, very, very, very important. I'm very responsible for that image and how it's accessed, shall we say. So the book was a very comfortable approach. You had a very, you're very kind in your honesty, and the cover reflects another positive, you know, image of Native America, a story about, you know, Native American. So I love to participate.
Yeah, she's always right. Yeah. And she tries to stay very true to that whole thing, you know. She does her research and she tries to make sure that she portrays it in a good light. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. So we were very, very on board.
Oh, and I'm like,
so I wanted to ask you too.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you too about you have, because those are really neat. I really like those. Can you tell me a little bit about how those came about?
Sure. I guess through my journey, spirituality has always been a base and a principle within me, myself as a person, and within the nature of who my people are. We are a very spiritual culture. And so through all the travels of going to different powwows and, you know, which are intertribal, you know, when the tribes come together to celebrate and dance, it's called a powwow. There's always a storyteller. There's always a place at a powwow where you with the children and people can come and sit and listen to the stories of that tribe. And I was always fascinated by that. And through my, through my journeys, I was very blessed to be adopted by one of our great chiefs, who was also a very significant Native actor named Saginaw Grant, who is the chief of the Second Fox of Oklahoma. And he asked me to walk the red road.
Nice.
Yeah, he asked me to walk the red road and study his words and his wisdom, and which I've been doing for the last 8 years. And so it's always been, I've always had a spiritual consciousness that works within my blood. And through that, I've always been fascinated by tarot cards. I know that sounds interesting, just the concept. There's a lot of different types of cards, but I want to say the tarot card is a descriptive element, not so much just the idea of what people think tarot cards are, the darkness, not those. But there's a lot of different cards that offer spiritual guidance based around the premise of the energy of rock or gems or earth stone or earth, or, you know. So I was always fascinated by that. And I knew that, like, I have a closet full of about 15 to 20 different card decks. And I thought, wow, you know, when I travel, people are like, hey, can you read my cards? And I'm like, I'd love to, but I didn't bring my cards. I have 15 decks, but I knew that there was not a card deck in a electronic platform. So I got together with I have a spiritual teacher, not Saginaw, but I also have another a mentor, a guide that she is responsible for managing my spiritual base, because within the nature of my brand, I offer a enlightenment, daily enlightenment, so that people can have some type of inspiration. So we came together with a crew of techies, and we developed Indigo Crow Ancient Wisdom, which is basically a 50 card deck through an application form available on Google or Apple app stores. And it's basically you choose one, three, or five cards, and you think about, you know, the ideas of what you want to achieve, maybe possibly in the day or in the week or the month, and you have your virtual cards right there to guide you. And it was the only one that I saw when we started this project. Now I think a couple of others have come out, but none based on the my premise of native wisdom specifically. So I threw that, and it was very
Right.
well received. And because it was well received, we went back to the table and we did Rick Morris Gemstone Wisdom, which is basically bringing in the idea of enlightenment through the energy of Mother Earth's gemstones, everything from turquoise to diamonds, rubies
Right.
to hematite, tiger's eye. They all have an energy, they all have a story. So here we are offering people the ability to have two card decks that they can take and they can access through their platforms, whether it's Apple or PC. It's available for them. They're surprisingly as I mean, I can't begin to tell you how expensive and time-consuming it is to create an app, but we're offering it for $4.99. So it's not even like it's cheaper than a Netflix movie, and it's for and it, you get to keep it
Right.
forever. It's not even it's not on a subscription. It's just a one-time fee. And I thought that it would be a nice approach to offering people enlightenment without having to carry around books or boxes, shall we say.
Right.
And it's
Yeah.
turned out.
Yeah, well, I know I downloaded both of them.
Oh,
I got them
beautiful.
both. Yeah, I got them both. I
Oh, it's
think they're
beautiful to
great.
hear. Oh, that's wonderful.
I do. I think so.
So that's where we are with the apps. And it's been a very, it's like I said, we're still in the process of our launch. They're very new still. And I haven't, we haven't yet organized the advertising campaign for them. We just basically, launching them around me as a being. But eventually we're going to get them out there, hopefully a lot in a lot bigger bigger spectrum, and we'll have a lot more people accessing it. Basically, letting people know it's there to be accessed because that's what it's really about. People don't know that it exists, and they don't know how to go check it out and see if it's something they'll be interested in. So we're going to try to get it out there as far as the word.
Yeah, well, you'll have to send me the links and I'll stick
Oh,
it on
that would be
my
wonderful. I
page.
definitely will.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. So I wanted to also ask you what upcoming projects you got going. What kind of thing you got going that you can share? I know there's some things you can't share
I'm very
because
excited to say that too, on the Wednesday, the 16th of this month, we're at the 22nd right now. On the 16th, my latest movie just came out, so I would definitely highly encourage everybody to go out and you can find it on all platforms. It's streaming, it's on Amazon, you can buy it on a DVD, you can watch it on your phone, on your iPads. It is called Soldier's Revenge, and it has a wonderful cast. I was very honored to be a part of with I'm not going to say his last movie, but of a Western with Val Kilmer, and it has Jake Busey and it has James Russo. These are some very heavy hitters when it comes to making Westerns, and their presence obviously in cinemas.
Yeah.
Val Kilmer's, I mean, I can't even tell you. I feel like Bill and Ted. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. It was just such an amazing process to be
Yeah.
included in a film of his. I mean, I'm a fan. I'm a super fan. So
Yeah.
our movie was released worldwide on last Wednesday, and I'm very excited to announce that because when you do a movie, even if you complete the movie, you still never know if it's really going to get out. Sometimes they make it all the way to the distribution
Right.
table and that falls through the hole. So this one actually did make its way out. And it has a wonderful director, producer, Michael Pfeiffer, who's done a lot of Lifetime movies. So he's got a really good grip on telling a story. And I can tell you that it's a very, very good Western. It's about the idea of PTSD and how soldiers didn't know what it was and how PTSD started with soldiers back in the 1800s. So it actually is.
Oh,
It's got
wow.
some grit. It's not just a Western about gold and drinking. It's actually got
Right.
a good backstory, a really good backstory. So that's
Yeah.
available right now.
Got a little meat on the
It
bones, huh?
does, because PTSD has become a real significant issue today that probably, I mean, that wasn't that people didn't know what to call it back then. So before then it was just you were going crazy. And now they're coming to see that you can be psychologically affected for your life based upon traumatic experiences. So yeah, it's very interesting. So I was very glad to be part of that.
Right.
And I'm very happy to be participating right now. I can't talk about the actual names of the projects, but I am working on two Netflix series, and I am definitely working with casting some Native Americans into some roles that are not generically typical Native American roles. I'm going to try to get some of our skins outside the box, you know, per se. We're not going to be feathers and, right. and bones. We're going to try to give these actors a backstory, right. and character development that's outside of just being Native American per se. You know, can't take that away from you. Can't ever take, right. that away from us. Yeah. But we can definitely incorporate it into a more and it's going to be like a sci-fi type of production. So it's dark. It's looking to be a very good series, and Netflix has picked it up. So we're definitely in the production stage now of getting everything, all the T's crossed and the I's dotted, so that we don't let this one fall through the hole. We don't want that to happen.
Yeah. Well, that'll be cool. Yeah, really. I can't wait to
yeah,
see
really
it.
Excited. I'm really excited.
That'll be wonderful. So, in your daily life, what really excites you? What gets you motivated to do all the things that you do?
I'm just really blessed to be able to wake up every morning, I can say, and get out of bed. You know, I've been in this business for, like, I hate to age myself because my age is kind of a mystery out there for a lot of people. There's several birthdays I have. No one really knows.
We'll keep that one 20 plus years
of just feeling blessed to be able to get out of bed, you know, and work on something creative. You know, I can honestly say that I feel like I was meant to do what I'm doing. So I think just being able to enjoy what life has to offer is the motivation to give back. You know, for me, I came to the desert to get out of the loudness, but at the same time, the loudness is also a driving factor, if that makes sense. So I just try to, you know,
I
can't
understand.
Produce if I'm living in complete silence. You know, it's almost like you can't be successful if you don't fail. So I have to be, you know, I have to be
right.
multi-platform.
Yeah.
And so I'm just very motivated now by being able to have the opportunity to do what I enjoy doing. You know, I'm not a typical mm-hmm. 9-to-5 guy. I never have been. You know, I feel more comfortable
naked
on a horse than I do at a desk with a pen. It's just, you know, and my life seems to work better that way.
Right.
You know, but I like to say that I'm just motivated by the fact that what I do impacts people in a positive way. And I get such a great response in what I do to participate, to provide inspiration. I like to provide inspiration to our children. I like to provide inspiration to individuals who don't look at their lives as having options. You know, I was raised by a mother. I was
right.
raised by a mother who had me when she was 15. I have a brother. She was a single mom. You know, I am able to say it can be done. So that's my motivation every day, that I can get up, that I'm a college graduate, I'm a product of a single mother, and that I say to everybody listening that it can be done, that you don't have to feel trapped, that you don't have to not feel like there is a purpose, because your every breath that you can wake up is your purpose. So yeah, it's interesting how you come about what is my motivation, because
right.
I you know, when you wake up every day, you don't think about who are you going to impact today. But I want to make sure that I do something to impact someone. And so whether it's my posts through my awakening, which instills some type of you know, lights a fire, or if someone's not feeling good, it might educate them to understand or look in areas to help them feel better. Whether it's my card deck, whether it's someone that's going to be motivated by your book, they're going to look at the cover and go, wow, I want to read that story, or wow, that looks like it has a good backstory. it's being inspirational. I think being inspirational is what is my motivation. Yeah.
Well, I have to admit, since I've started reading your morning posts, it does has a you do have an effect on people with your insight, and I think it's really good because I do think that you are reaching people, and I think what you have to say is very meaningful, especially in the time we live in now. You're kind of in a way of guiding people's thoughts to a more positive outlook to bring a whole nother enlightenment to their thoughts, you know.
I'm telling you, it's tough, and I am not a lone wolf. I have a team of writers. We sit down, we brainstorm, we, you know, I always like to incorporate a sense of my vulnerability into it, because I don't want people to think I'm just you know, trying to have them ride a boat that I never rode on. You know, I like people to know that I am so much a part of the information I try to share. You know, just you just knowing that, you know, being right. the product of a single mother in 1970, you know, think about it, in the 70s, think about it, you know, like an Indian woman, underage. I mean, like, whoa, you know. My mom said when she went to have me that the nurses said, you know, this is a baby. She's a baby having a baby. So it's a, it's interesting. It's interesting.
Yeah.
You know? There's a lot of inspiration.
For people. Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, I kind of relate with your mother. I had my first child when I was 16.
Yeah, so. She was 16. I mean, 15, 16 pregnant. Yeah. But it was different back then. It was big.
Yeah.
Different
back then. So I can relate. Yeah. It was. Yeah. It's definitely.
It's not like that anymore. Now a 6-year-old baby girl should never be having a baby. So, but, you know, times have changed.
No, they shouldn't. They shouldn't. Yeah. That's for sure. So true. So where do you go? Where do you go? What do you do when you are looking for that time to have your own mental serenity? You know, where do you go to find that serenity away from all the madness of movie making?
I go to the ranch, like
interviews.
I go to the ranch like you. I go and sit in silence and just become a part of Mother Earth. I get a lot of energy from just going and sitting in the backyard, you know. And I say that in the backyard of 40 acres of forest. That is just, that is enlightenment right there.
To just listen to the wind.
Listen to the wind blow.
Where you just
sit. That's it.
Yeah.
And it really truly is just listening.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. It's simple. It's very simple.
Yeah.
I mean, I have, you know, and like, when I was in my 20s and 30s, I was all about Hollywood. I was all about, I mean, my life was about, you know, who's doing what, where you need to be in this event, you need to be at that event. And after 20 years of that, you start to realize, you know, you get to live it. And if you're still actually in it, you got to take a step back and go, okay, now it's time to really, really get a grip on how you're able to participate in this business, because Hollywood has a tendency to eat you up and throw you away, and they don't really care about longevity. You know, it's kind of, you have to be responsible not to let it eat you up. And if you can balance that, it's a wonderful platform, you know, to create in. But you have to manage the madness. The madness. Like a book tour. I'm sure that does Elizabeth do her book tours. It's the madness, you know. You got to do it. You know, people want their autographed book. They want, you know, they want to see the person that writes the story. You know, it's a process. Mm-hmm. It's like the beast, you know, it's the sugar and the spice, shall we say.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm an outdoor guy.
Yeah. You got to like the reins.
You asked what I do to get out of it all. And I think right now it's just listening to the wind. I really get a lot of, inspiration from it. And I do love to, before the COVID, you know, we would have an Arizona powwow season. And every week there would be a different powwow, a different gathering, a different celebration of culture. And since then, it hasn't happened. I think that's taken a big effect on just Native Americans in general, because that's where we found our peace amongst our people. And now we don't have that. Now we don't have that. And right now, the Navajo Nation is getting hit hard by this COVID because they don't have the facilities and the means to manage. You know, and I miss going to the gatherings of my people. I mean, I really do. That's taking a big hit.
Yeah, I can imagine that would be hard. All right.
I already self-quarantined. I self-quarantined myself on my own just to get out of Hollywood. But then, now with the real quarantine, I didn't understand. I didn't expect this one. This is a big one.
Yeah. I don't think I left the ranch for 3 months. So, it's been interesting.
No one's able to do what they were doing anymore. It's maddening, I tell you. It's absolutely maddening.
Yeah, I can imagine. But I do know what you mean about the wind blowing. That's one of my big things, too.
Right now we're experiencing devastating wildfires. And I was just listening to the wind last weekend. and now I can't listen to the wind because the wildfires have shut the highways down. So, yeah.
That's crazy.
189,000 acres. Could you imagine? Where are all those animals? That's what happened.
That's a lot. It's a lot of ground. I know that there's wildfires get pretty bad up this way too.
I could imagine. But you're moist, at least. We're dry. We're as dry, and right now it's drier than dry. It's 105 outside. So yeah, it's devastating.
Is it really? Is it 105 today? Goodness. Yeah, that's
let me see. I'll give you an accurate. It is actually outside right now a 97. but listen, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. So I'd say by noon, we'll probably get to about 102. We'll probably get to about 102 today.
Yeah. I'm on the same time as you are, and mine is 79.
What a difference. I can imagine. Where are you located again?
We are on the Oregon coast. We're about 20 miles inland.
When I told you that I grew up on my cattle farm, it was in Crescent City.
Right. Yeah.
That's why. That was part of why I chose to work with you guys. You're Oregon. The roots.
Yeah. 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 Homegrown people.
Born and raised.
Yeah. Been here a long time.
It's good though. It's good. It's good to have longevity.
Yeah. I like being where we are. I can't imagine being in a place.
Yeah. So your self quarantine isn't really self quarantine. It's just you guys live on a farm alone. So I get it. You know.
Yeah, you got that. Yeah. Well, Rick, I know you've probably got a lot of things to do, so I probably ought to let you go. I am so happy that you agreed to do this with me. Are you still interested in doing the dual narration?
We definitely have to give it a try. All we can do is try. We'll see what we can come up with. If you're comfortable with my voice, obviously this is the first time you've heard it, so yeah,
I am.
The whole thing. People, you know, it's the what does Rick really sound like? And this is Rick. So yeah, if you're comfortable with the voice, and we can definitely play with this idea. Not a problem.
Yeah, well, I know you'll need to figure it out on your
Yeah,
end a little bit
we'll dive
with
into it
the
after we
union
get out
thing.
of this conversation. We'll dive into it more, but I'm definitely honored to be asked to participate further. It's wonderful, and the book cover looks amazing, and I'm really excited for this, for her latest project to come out July 1st, correct? And so yeah, once again, if people are
Yeah.
listening, you can follow her links on my platform, Rick Moore's Awakening. You can do Rick actor model, and follow me on Instagram, Rick Moore's Awakening. Follow me, Native Rick Moore on Instagram. I'm on Twitter, Indigo Crow. So yeah, across the board, everybody should be able to tap into where to get this wonderful new literary creation, shall we say.
Yes,
All right.
we will all want.
Awesome.
Yes, sounds like a
It
great
is.
thing.
Oh, and don't forget, listeners, you can get my apps on the Apple App Store or the Google Play, Rick Mora's Gemstone Wisdom and Indigo Crow Ancient Wisdom.
Oh,
Yes, sir.
and hey, don't forget, you guys have got to go see A Soldier's
Soldier's
Revenge
Revenge
now.
features starring some of the greats, Jake Busey and Val Kilmer and James Russo, and yours truly, Rick Mora.
Yeah, I'm
Awesome.
on it. I'm gonna go watch
Awesome. Thank you so
it.
much for this opportunity and this time. I appreciate it.
Oh, we appreciate you too, Rick. We really do. Thank you so much for coming and being on the podcast and the cover and just being the great guy you are. We really do
Thank you so much,
appreciate
and
it.
many blessings to you and all your listeners, okay?
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
You have a
You
wonderful
too.
day.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.